What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
G&D with you on the Fan, Tobes in for Jeeps. This is the Grant Nanny Radio Program. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. It's Beltway Blitz time. Spin you around what's going on in the world of DC sports. Plenty more Terry McLaurin conversation to be had. Let's start with some Terry McLaurin conversation. Bring on David Harrison to discuss what we heard today. David, your reaction. Terry McLaurin airing some grievances, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of hear the disappointment in Terry's voice, you know, and I think it's one thing to get reports of, you know, Terry's not happy and Terry is frustrated, and to hear him talk himself, especially, you know, you have conversations with these guys, you kind of know their mannerisms and their voice and everything. Like, you just kind of tell, like, the frustration is real. And honestly, I kind of look at it as like a fatigue type of situation at this point.
Do you think this creates a little more urgency and this still gets done maybe even before training camp?
I mean, I certainly hope so, right? I mean, the news, talking for like the last month or so, that was a little surprising. You kind of always assume that there's conversations happening that we're just not, you know, privy to and being told about. And certainly, you know, it's kind of weird, like in the world of, you know, how things are said and everything, like maybe Terry hasn't had any conversations, but certainly maybe his representatives have and all those types of things. Obviously, if we get to next week and the deal isn't done, then, you know, those questions will obviously be asked. But I still feel confident. I still feel confident that this team understands what Terry means, not just, you know, from a brand representation standpoint, but also to the offense. I mean, this offense is not going to meet its potential fully if Terry McLaurin is not on the field.
Can the team afford to play hardball here, kind of use the playbook that Peters and company have used in their other stops, just because given everything that Terry McLaurin means to this fan base, it seems?
Say that one more time. Sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Can the organization afford to play hardball, as Peters and company have done in previous stops, like you did in San Francisco a lot, and get deals done kind of late, kind of given what McLaurin has meant to this fan base?
I think that's it's definitely very tricky, right? I think that the reactions to what Terry said today clearly show that, because this isn't a situation, you know, if AP and just the front office in general kind of stick to their guns and, you know, whatever their valuation is what they're going to stay to, and they're not going to be pressured by, you know, the fans and the media and emotions and all those things, and it doesn't work out, and then, you know, the trickle down effect of that also doesn't work out, then certainly they're going to get run through the ringer for it. But if they believe in their process and they believe that, hey, you know, we've got the coaches, the scheme, the quarterback, we can make this work, you know, and it's not necessarily, I think Terry kind of takes it that way, but it's not necessarily like, you know, you're not more important than the scheme or things like that. And it's successful. I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, I know you know, don't want to hit on a sore spot here, but the team name isn't exactly, you know, being like celebrated across the fan base. But I think if you did a poll of the team name today versus, say, last year and even the year before, it's certainly better. Like, winning cures all things, and that includes things like this. So I think that it's a slippery slope. Things all pretty much have to fall in line if they do go that direction. But I think that this front office, I mean, they've kind of proven themselves in a short period of time. Like, they're going to be confident in their assessment, their evaluation. They're not going to pick, trade, sign with their hearts. They're going to do it with their football brains. And I think that's kind of the situation we're in right now.
What do you think the sticking point is? So we've been discussing this, obviously, plenty over the last couple of months, and we've kind of discussed the last couple of days that maybe the sticking point isn't necessarily the dollar amounts. And, you know, I would think that he's going to be asking somewhere in that DK Garrett Wilson range, but is maybe the sticking point the years? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of areas you can go with that. I mean, the years could certainly, you know, be that dreaded, you know, 30-year-old mark is obviously coming up very, very soon. And I agree with Terry. Like, you know, 6 months ago, what did he reference? He referenced the screen or the slant in the NFC Championship game that he took screaming up the field. I agree with him. Like, that's the Terry McLaurin that you should be expecting to get here in 2025. The question for AP, Lance Newmark, and everybody else in the decision-making process is, okay, that's great, but what Terry McLaurin are we going to expect in 2026, 27, et cetera, et cetera? And so the length of the deal, I think some of the guarantees could also be a sticking point. And then some of it, look, I mean, we heard Terry talk, and you guys heard it. I mean, he's talking about things like, you know, when you have someone like me who represents the team on the field, off the field, in the community, what I've done already. And front offices, like the, you know, other GMs have kind of spoken about this, like the smartest front offices don't pay you because you're a great guy. They don't pay you because of what you've already done. They pay you on what you're going to do for the football team moving forward. And it kind of sounds to me like maybe this front office isn't really wanting to take into account the brand recognition and the community works that Terry is doing, and the fact that he had, you know, 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons before Jaden Daniels arrived, and Terry and his agent, rightfully so, I think, want the team to value some of those things. So I think combination, you know, money is certainly probably some of it, guaranteed versus incentives, and then the length of the deal and the length of security for him.
David, thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too.
See you there. He goes. Hit that national sounder, please. Kyle Glazier joins us to talk about the Nats, the draft, et cetera, at Foul Territory TV. Kyle, what'd you make of the 1-1 selection of Eli Willits?
Definitely raised my eyebrows a little bit, but it wasn't a total shocker. This draft didn't really have a clear top overall prospect. It was more a group of 6 or 7 guys who all had their pluses and minuses, and it was just going to come down to each team's individual preference. Willits was definitely part of that group. I just think what raised my eyebrows a little bit was, generally speaking, most teams felt the best prep shortstop in the class was Ethan Holliday by a smidge. That said, Eli Willits is still a very, very talented player, and the Nationals got a good one.
So what's interesting about this, Kyle, is over there they've told us, Mike DiBartolo said as much, that he thought this was the best hitter, the best fielder in the draft, the top guy on their board. Are you buying that, or do you think that there were other things in play, like the Scott Boras element, like going under slot maybe to go set up a full class, or do you think they truly believe this was the top of their board guy and they took the best player that they deemed it as Eli Willits?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The traits that were cited about Eli Willett's, you absolutely can see a scenario where a team might feel that way about him. First and foremost, this is a very, very, very gifted defensive shortstop. His actions, his range, his instincts. You have to remember, he's only 17 years old. He reclassified from the 2026 draft. So this is a very young kid who's just super advanced and super polished shortstop already. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big argument that he was the best defensive shortstop in the class. And then in terms of best pure hitter, he does have excellent contact rates. There's some other hitters who maybe hit for more impact and have more power. But if you just look at, you know, the ability to consistently find the barrel and shoot line drives all over the field, yeah, I mean, there's definitely an argument to be made that Willett is that guy. So, again, it just comes down to personal preference, and an athletic young shortstop who makes consistent contact, that's a good player, and someone that, again, was in the group of top six or seven players. There just wasn't a clear number one.
Kyle, what's your reaction to this? So if it was a baseball conversation purely and on its merits, yeah, reasonable minds, I think, can agree or disagree. That's the nature of scouting. That's the deal. Yeah. The only thing that we would say circumstantial, or that I would say, I don't want to speak for anybody else, is you look at the context of what's gone on with the organization over the last several years in terms of spending, mm-hmm, and guys that have left, et cetera. And then we've heard that, and then there were some reports out there, they weren't even in touch with the Boris clients up there at the top of the board in Holiday and Kate Anderson. It just becomes tough to for you know, a skeptic or someone cynical to kind of believe, oh yeah, this was totally a baseball conversation. Your thoughts?
No draft pick by any team is purely a baseball pick. Money comes into it, especially with the slotting system, different relationships with different agents. So that's true of every single team. I will say that I think it's not uncommon for teams with the first overall pick in a draft that does not have a clear number one to dangle a certain underslot number and see who takes it. That's what happened with the Pirates in 2021 with Henry Davis. That's what happened with the Twins in 2017 with Royce Lewis, the Phillies in 2016 with Mickey Moniak. So there's no question that I will be very curious to see what the final signing bonus number is. I will say it's not like they went and picked a guy who wasn't considered one of the top six or seven players in the draft. They did pick from that group. And again, personal preference. And yeah, look, money's always going to play a role for every team. So I'll be very curious to see what the final signing bonus number is once it becomes public.
Kyle, outstanding with us, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you. There he goes. Kyle Glazer, good information. Appreciate you guys hanging with us through that. And it was the Beltway Blitz. We'll cut it short here and get back to the topic of the moment, topic of the day. Terry McLaurin, 800-636-1067 is the answer. Or the answer, I'm sure. It's also the phone number. It's the answer to the question. What's the phone number?
We will answer.
We'll answer that question. What's the phone number to call us? 800-636-1067. So we've had a couple different convos here kind of throughout. Keep more from the conversation. Take your calls as we react, Tobes. I wonder now, what's the panic level? 1 to 100. 100 is a matter of minutes before the asteroid hits. 1 is, I'm not even turning my head. You know what I mean? I wonder where the fan base is after Terry McLaurin spoke directly, really through the media, to them.
It's got to be much higher than it was before today. And I think for me, we've been saying that training camp was kind of the first notion, like, okay, now's the time that you can start getting really worried. But when you have this happen a week out from training camp, I think the concern level was already growing. I think this just grew it. If we're going, what were you saying, 1 to 100?
1 to 100.
I think going into today, I was probably at like a 15. I think after today, 50? Like, I don't think I'm fully there. But like, if you have the glass case and the red button with the panic button in there, I think I've opened the glass case now.
You've opened it up.
I haven't hit it. I haven't even thought about hitting it, really. But I've opened the case of emergency. And if we're getting to training camp, then you're getting a lot closer. I've said that my cutoff date where I hit 100 all alarm bells is when they go to that joint practice now in Foxborough against the Patriots, which is, I think, is August 6th. But, yeah, I mean, you're getting pretty close.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. Been very patient. Reggie, where are you at on this?
You know what, man? Let me tell you, and you know, as a fan, I'm disappointed in Terry because, and the reason I say it is because I don't think he needed to. I don't think he needed to air this out. I get it; it's not going the way that he wanted to. But all the freaking turmoil this dude has gone through in 6 years, this is the time that you want to come out and not spread, but this is the time you want to come out now and just kind of express your frustration when you've been frustrated before last year. So I think honestly, like, and he has no leverage. He's got 1 year left on his contract. And, you know, T. Higgins, like wide receivers, you know, they go through this where, you know, probably going to get a franchise tag for maybe one more year. And then, you know, maybe the organization kind of see where they are. But I just don't agree with him doing this method when everything has been quiet. I get it. They didn't reach out to you, haven't had any significant progress or talks. But for him to take this tactic where almost you're saying, I'm going to negotiate in the media when you've been through years of dysfunction and we've never heard a peep. Now, all of a sudden, we want to hear this side of you. This rubbed me the wrong way. I get it, you know, but again, man, this really, really, I don't know how everybody else feels, but I just rubbed me the wrong way. We can't keep looking at Terry thinking about the past. We have to look at it and realistically, because he was throwing a couple of key words out, the market, you know, he was throwing out key words like, man, he wants to be in that $33, $34 million per year. And I'm just not sure, does that from a business sense make sense to pay a wide receiver? And he's trying to justify 30 is not old. Look at me. I didn't play these 2 years. You know what I mean? Which I understand it. I get it. But I think that stuff, again, if he's the, you know, class personified, which I'm not going to, you know, fully just, you know, kill his character. I just didn't like him doing this.
Reggie, it's a great call, man. Appreciate you making it. 800-636-1067. I don't know how many folks think along those lines. I will tell you, that's what I thought of today. And it's not to impugn Terry's character. This doesn't change my view of him. But that's what I was thinking. I'm going, and we're going to talk about this at 5 o'clock. I'm going, I don't think I like this.
Yeah.
Because what if, this is what I always say, what if the team did that? I saw that. Bruce Allen got pissed off. He flew to Michigan to try to woo Kirk Cousins back and to, I'll fix it. Bruce is on it. And came back with his tail between his legs because Kirk's an adult and his agent, you know, knew exactly what to tell him and how to tell him. And Bruce was an adult who didn't understand how the salary cap worked or franchise tags works or the leverage that Cousins had. So he was pissed off. He called J.P. Finley and a couple affiliates into his office and started telling you how much of a selfish jerk Kirk Cousins was. Right? That would be the reverse of this. Imagine if Adam Peters, in all his handsome glory with his great haircut and his little, hey, girl, chin strap and his beard, mm-hmm. kind of, that's exactly right.
Nicely manicured.
Very manicured. So everyone was like, we think the player's being a little bit greedy. We're not talking to him because there's nothing really to talk about. He's been intractable. He hasn't come close to realistic demands. We could just do this, this, and this. These are the tools in the CBA. These are the tools at our disposal. And his agent won't return our calls because we're not meeting his ludicrous demands. He doesn't have that much leverage here, to be honest with you, folks. His best leverage is he's a good guy that you guys like.
Yeah.
We're the football team. You're going to like us long after he's gone. What if they did that? Can you imagine? It's not a two-way street here. So I'm glad you said that, Reggie. We're going to bring that up later. I'm not saying that's gospel, but it's what I thought of today as well.
I was very interested and intrigued by what he was going to say today, and I was a little bit miffed by him coming out and basically just airing it out. Now, he didn't say anything that can't be retracted. He never...
The contract gets done, money changes hands, you're right.
He never said anything that was personal, never attacked anybody, but still it was a little bit odd because you kind of figured that he'd continue playing the way that Terry's always played, where it's a whole lot of just very, very professional. Not that this is unprofessional, but it's different than his usual way of handling things.
800-636-1067. Your reactions, more than welcome. You've been on hold for a while. Appreciate that. Also sort of talking panic level. We'll get into other angles with this Terry McLaurin situation. We've got some clips for you in case you're just getting in your car. But Terry McLaurin spoke today directly to the media and really to you, letting you know where his mind is at, where the negotiations are, and it ain't going great. Plenty more to discuss on that on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.